This week's parasha, parasha's Baal Oyscha, parasha begins. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Daber el Aaron, Vamar te Elo, Baal Oyscha Saneiris, Amu Pnei Amenei Irushiva Saneiris. Aaron HaKoyen is given the mitzvah to light the menorah and the mishkan. Zof Rashi, Momo nismacha parashas ha-menorah le-parashas ha-nasiyim. What is it? Why is the parasha of menorah written near the parasha of nasiyim? Parashas nasiyim, the whole second half, or more than the second half of the parasha, talks about the karbonis that the nasiyim brought. And now we go straight into menorah. What's the connection? Rashi says, "Lefisha kishara Aaron Chanukas Hanasiim. He saw the Chanukas Hanasiim that the Nasiim got to bring korbanis. Cholsha daitoi. He became cholash, weak. He was sad. Shaloi hayu imahem bechanuka. Loi hu veloi shvatoi, loi shiftoi. He didn't get the opportunity to bring another shevet. We don't see any mention of shevet Levi in the Chanukas of the Nasiim." Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Chayecha shelcha gedol mishalahem she'at amadlik umeitiv esaneris." Quotes the Tanhuma, because yours is greater than theirs, because you're going to be madlik, you're going to light umeitiv esaneris and clean out the neris. The obvious question is wonderful. So Rebbeinu Shlom told Aaron, "Here's a mitzvah of menorah that you have, and the Nasiim don't have." Okay. Make him feel a little bit better. But why this mitzvah? There were other mitzvahs that Aaron HaKohen had that the Nasiim didn't have. Perhaps you would say even greater mitzvahs. Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, was the only one that went in Yom Kippur and did the Hakrava, the holiest day of the year in Yom Kippur. He was the one that did the Avodah. Why didn't the Torah then put together over here? You want Aaron? Don't feel bad. You're the one that's going to go into the Kachi Kachim every year. Why menorah? Why specifically menorah? The Rambam says, and one of the first two over here talking about Haneris, Beremes, is referring to the mitzvah of Hanukkah, the Neris of Hanukkah. In the times of the Hashanahim, we know Yehuda Maccabee, the Maccabees, the Kehanim, were the ones who defeated, who won the Nechama against the Yevonim. And he was what the Nechama for Aaron HaKohen is that the Nasiim, they got a one-time deal. They did a Chanukah on the Mishkan. What the Maccabees did in times of the Yevonim, of what their destruction, they defeating the Yevonim, was that they is the Olam Vod, that they're keeping Torah alive, that the Greeks try to infiltrate Klal Yisrael, and they didn't let the Tumah come in, and that's greater than having just a one-time deal of the Chanukah Sinasim. As they state in the Emba. Moshe's Kenim, in the next Pasuk, says, "Vayas Kein Aaron." And so did Aaron. What does that mean? Well, what's the say? He says, "Is Vayas Kein Aaron is that Aaron HaKohen had the opportunity to give away the mitzvah. The mitzvah was for Aaron HaKohen and his children. Aaron HaKohen could have said, hey, you know what? I'm going to light the neiris. I'm not going to clean out the neiris. Maybe the cleaning out the neiris isn't such an exciting job. Or maybe I'm not going to light the neiris every night either. Every day, I'm not going to light it." So the Aaron HaKohen Vayaskin Aaron, he had the opportunity to do it, and he did it. It didn't matter. He didn't give it over to anybody. He wanted this chus. It says in the Maral Diskin, Vayaskin Aaron, what did he do? The menorah was 17 tefachim high. There were three steps in front of the menorah, which is supposed to go up to three steps. That the Maral Diskin, that Aaron HaKohen was Kain, he was the Dimyon of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall, was very tall. So was Aaron HaKohen. Very shaped from Al-Dizkin. He says, Aaron HaKohen didn't have to stand on those steps to reach the menorah. It's like having a little kid that you're going to say, here you go, we're going to reach the sink. Why don't you step on there, go on the step stool to reach the sink? He says, I don't need this. Ayaskin Aaron. The Torah says, you light the menorah, you go up the three steps. You shouldn't make cheshbonis and say, look for shortcuts. No shortcuts. There's no reason for me to go up with daiti because I don't need it. I can reach it. I can reach myself. No, Torah says you go up the three steps. You run up the three steps. The Noam Megodim says Moedi Yipshat in the Prosek over here, Beremes, and it says it's Bahaluscha es Haneiros. Neiris refers to mitzvahs. Neir, it says Mishlei ki neir mitzvah teir ur, a neir, a candle, a lamp is a mitzvah. Says the Zohar says, when a person does a mitzvah, if he doesn't have Yir Shemayim in the mitzvah, he's not thinking about what he's doing, he just does a mitzvah, he doesn't reach the Kisei HaKavod. Where it is, the Zohar doesn't say where exactly this mitzvah ends up, but it doesn't reach the Kisei HaKavod. How does a person reach the Kisei HaKavod? It has to be in a gather of Yir Shemayim. He says, how did you get to Yir Shemayim? From Kishivisi Hashem Anaydi Samar. A person always sees the Rabbanu Shalom in front of him, and it's very easy to do mitzvahs with Yir Shemayim, because you see the Rabbanu Shalom here, Bepoyel, you see him. And therefore, when you're doing your mitzvah, you're doing it with Yir Shemayim. So it's very easy to do it. He says, in the Pasuk says, Bahaloyscha es haneiris. Dabalar marte lo, tell him. Bahaloyscha es haneiris. When you're gonna, you wanna bahaloyscha, raise up haneiris, your mitzvahs. You're gonna wanna raise your mitzvahs to where? To the level of the Kisei HaKavod. You wanna have this chus, that your mitzvahs are going, reaching the Kisei HaKavod. How do you do it? El mul pnei amenero yiru shivas haneiris. Yiru, lighting up, as he said, kiner mitzvah v'teira ur. What is the ultimate? The ur. The ur is the light. How do you get to the top? He says, kiner mitzvah v'teira ur, yiru shivas haneiris. If someone is gonna have shivisi Hashem negdi sama, he's always gonna see the Rebbeinu Shalom in front of him, then he's gonna be able to raise his mitzvahs all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. So Tzifonah says, when it says, el mul pnei hamenorah, the menorah had seven branches. There was one in the middle, and then there were three loops on each side, three on the right and three on the left. He says that the three and the three, they're supposed to always be facing the middle. The middle one represents the Rebbeinu Shalom. The pnei hamenorah is the Rebbeinu Shalom, the middle one. The three on the right, he says, refers to the three in Klal, the three types of people in Klal Yisrael, that all of them, they learn the entire day. The Fagisa Bayem and Valai, that's all they do. The three on the left are the ones that are not Hagis Vayem Valayla, but they keep up the Torah, they support the Torah. It says the three on the right and the three on the left have to always be facing towards the middle. If everyone's working together in Klal Yisrael, and you have Achdus in Klal Yisrael, everyone's working together, and how are they working together? Everyone has the same goal. If everyone is looking, whether you're the one that's learning, or whether you're the one that's working, but why you're learning, and why you're working, it's all facing the middle representing the Rebbeinu Shalom, then that's when you have a perfect menorah. It says in the Goyim, Davril Aram Vamarte Lov. It says in the Medrash says that there's a connection between the Pasuk over here and the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Kuf Lamed. Pesach Dvarech Yoyer, Maven Psayim. He says, your opening words shall give life to the Psayim, the foolish ones, the simple things. What's the connection? The Goyim says, what is the connection between the Pasuk in Tehillim and this Pasuk of the Parasha of Menorah? So he says, is that when it says, Pesach Devarim, the opening words, it refers to Chamishi Chumshi Torah. The Menorah is Meramis to the first Psukim of each one of the Chamishi Chumshi Torah. He said in Sefer Bereishis, if you count up the words in the first Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, there are seven words. Keneged, the seven lamps. The Nevi, as we said, has seven lamps. Keneged, the seven lamps. Sefer Shmois, there are Yud Aleph words, there are 11 words. Keneged, the Kachterim. There were 11 Kachterim on the Menorah. Parashas, Sefer Vayikra, there are 9 words. Keneged, the Prochim, the 9 Prochim. And Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar starts with 17 words. Keneged, the height of the Menorah, which was 17 Tochim. And in Sefer Devarim, there's 22 Keneged, the Gevim. So we have in the entire, all the different aspects of the Menorah represents the Chamishi Chamshi Torah, the beginning of it. The Haskola. He says is that the Goyim explains that is the Yisoid of the Menorah. The Menorah represents Kol HaTorah Kula. That is the Etzem Yisoid of the Menorah. See, Achitzchak says in the same vein, Menorah Remez L'Ur Shal Torah. The Menorah, the Ur, like he said, Kinei Mitzvah Torah Ur, that's what it represents. Perhaps we can explain now a little bit better about what the connection is between the Nesim the Karbonis and the Seim, and why specifically the mitzvah of Menorah was given to Aaron HaKohen. Number one, when a person does a mitzvah, how does he do a mitzvah? He has to do it that he wants it to reach the Kisei HaKavod. The Menorah was a very difficult mitzvah to do that. The Nesiyim, they had to bring it one time. One time, so you come, you're going to bring, oh, I'm going to be the Chanukah, the Mishkan, I'm going to bring a Karbin, I'm going to have all the Kavanis, all the right Kavanis that brought down the Rechaim, goes through each one, even though it looks a Pashtus, and Pashtus not said, each one brought the same thing. It keeps on going over and over. It says each one had their own Kavanis. Even Daik in the words, sometimes they're different, little an ice here, an ice there, a little bit, but each one had their own Kavanis. It's very easy to do. But Menorah, every day, Rashi says, lighting and cleaning out. You know, so you can do it the first day of the Mishkan, you do it with excitement. It's Merdi. The second day, okay, maybe still, but you continue to do it for years and years, it loses its excitement. You don't have that same thing. He's saying is that that's the opportunity that Aaron HaKohen had. He had that opportunity to learn this Yisoid. That when you do a mitzvah, you have to do it with kavona, that you should be excited about it. More than that, Menorah, you said, represents the Torah Kedusha. That's what the Menorah represents. How is it possible for any individual to make Hayim called Torah Kula? You're a Kohen, you have mitzvahs for Kohen. A Levi for Levi, Yisrael, Yisrael. Not Shaya for any one individual to make Hayim Torah mitzvahs. The Ksav Seifa answers, how you mekayim it? Achdus. He says that if Kol Yisrael is Achdus, which we said the Pshat Menorah, that if you have the three on the Sephora, three on the right and three on the left, and everyone's facing towards the middle, but Achdus. So if you have Achdus, then everyone's considered connected. And if everyone's connected, the Kohen is connected to the Levi connected to Yisrael, and the Kohen is connected to the Kohen Gadol. And if you do a mitzvah, I get tzchar for that too. What we're saying to Yisrael, the Menorah, is the Menorah is the Torah. How can you mekayim the mitzvah? What happens if you're not shy after the mitzvah? You're not a kohen. If you learn the Torah HaKadosh. If a person learns he learns Mesechtas Tamid, he learns Mesechtas Shkolim, he learns all the Mesechtas, he learns Pesachim, he yoytze the mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah. Of course, it has to be lilmoy amanas lasis. If you're gonna do a mitzvah and you're gonna learn the mitzvah and then you're gonna learn the mitzvah of tzedakah and then the Oni's gonna come knocking on your door, you're gonna say no, thank you, I don't want to participate in the mitzvah over here. Obviously, there's nothing to it. The learning is not lasis. It has to be lumen now not lasis. But if a person does it, he learns the Torah, because he wants to do the mitzvahs, he wants to do each and every entire mitzvahs, and if he has the opportunity to do them, he's gonna do them. But Yas came Aaron, and so Aaron did. That is the Yisrael over here. And that's why specifically Torah chose the mitzvah of Menorah. That the Menorah, which represents the Torah, that Aaron, if you're feeling bad, that you didn't get to bring a carbon from the Nesiyim, just like the Nesiyim. You're also Mekayim that. Every mitzvah, don't ever feel bad that there's a mitzvah that I'm not shayach to. If you want to have that opportunity, even if you weren't commanded to do it, but if you learn the Torah, the Menorah representing the Torah, then you're going to have it. The Maisa, they say, regarding the Rebbe of Meilach, says that he used to learn day and night, Jem and Valayla. And he got a little older, and he was not well, and he needed to sleep. Pasha, he wouldn't go to sleep. And one day, his brother-in-law, Bzisha, came into town, and the Meilach's wife begged Bzisha, get him to sleep. He's got to go to sleep. It's not good for him. Pasha needs to go to sleep. So Rebbe Bzisha went, he gave him, took out two schnapps cups after the suda over there, he puts it down next to him, he has two bottles, one with apple juice, one with whiskey, he pours the Meilach whiskey, he pours himself apple juice, l'chaim, they drink one, they drink two, they drink three, Rebbe Meilach is out cold, and Bzisha goes home, he was drinking apple juice. The next morning they say that the Rebbe Meilach, he had such a davening, you could feel it, there was the palpitations, it was just unbelievable. Next night, Zisha comes again, takes out his two glasses, two shot cups, takes his two bottles, starts pouring him in Melech, and says, no, I'm not drinking. No, thank you. He says, why not? You know that you're doing better. Everyone was able to see that your feels are better. Why wouldn't you do it again? He says, you should know. It worked last night, but it's not going to work again. the Yisoid, the Yetzirah, one of the most important things that we have in this world is that we get sucked up. The Yetzirah works us into complacency. We're used to it. We have the opportunity to daven to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Aaron HaKohen had the opportunity to light them in there day in, day out. But you sort of, you lose the excitement. There's no more excitement. There's no more schachas. That's what the Torah teaches you. Vayaskin Aaron. Aaron from beginning to end continued to do it. It says by Chanukah, the Chanukah Menorah, it says, what's the shiur? To what time can you light? Achetich leregel min hashuk. Until the regel, the people stop walking out in the shuk. Zok the chidushi harin. Tich leregel min hashuk. He says, regel means hergel. Something that you do regularly, you don't think about it. Tichle means to cut off. Regel min hashuk, from the thigh, from the leg. He says the Yisayid of the Chanukah Menorah as well is that a person has to say is cut it, the legs automatically move the feet. There's no thought process. Where's the moyach? The moyach is not involved. People do things automatically. There's no thought. He said that the mitzvah Menorah is supposed to teach you cut off. Cut off the separation. Say is no, I'm going to go to them. The head's going to think about it. It's all in the mind. We have to realize that what we're doing, we're having the right kavanas, that we want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah. And perhaps that's why we say Zois Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, we say it's the greatest day. We say Zois Chanukah, the eighth day, because if someone still has Kavanah on the eighth day and he's still with it, this Chiddushim doesn't say this, but perhaps that the eighth day of Chanukah is the greatest. If someone still has Kavanah, he says, the first night is excitement, the kids are excited, everyone's excited. But the eighth night already, okay, it's the eighth night, it's more. But if someone can have Kavanah, then that's Zois Chanukah. That is the Iker of Chanukah. A little later in the parasha, discusses with Miriam that she, quote unquote, said Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk says, Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, Vayan and Sarmiya Loyal, Bine Miriam and Seras, Kashal, Yifan Aaron, Loyal, Bine and Seras. So now, what happened? What exactly did Miriam do? So, Mashi tells us, that she came and she had a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Vatadavi Miriam Aaron, he pascha b'diva tchila fiachetim akasa tchila, that's why she was written first, post Aaron, minay hoisa yedas Miriam shepirish Moshe menisha. Miriam knew that Moshe was pirish from his wife. How did she know? Rav Nosson Omer, Miriam hoisa b'tzatzi per b'shoshenem al Moshe elder made him tzama machane. A little earlier in the parasha, it told us, elder made him tzama machane, all of a sudden they had nevuah. They said Moshe Meshe Shua Machnes, so on and so forth. And she happened to be sitting with Tzipora, Miriam, when this news came out. Kivan Sheshama Tzipora, when Tzipora heard that Alder Meder was not Machane, she said, Oy, Nebuch. The wives of Elder and Maidot that are having the war. Never. She approached him and she said, and Kedash Vish Bali many, that they're going to be perished from their wives the same way my husband was perished from me. She, Miriam, was thinking, I'm sorry, Tepari was thinking, that anyone that has Nebuah, they're going to be perished from their wives, just like Moshe Ben is perished from her. Moshe Yada Miriam Begidul Aaron, Umisham Yada Miriam Begidul Aaron, and from there, Miriam knew and she told Aaron, that's what happened. Now, that's Rashi. Rashi is a Kenny Baal Tesis. Says, very different. He says, what did Miriam have a tiny against? What did Miriam have a tiny against Tzipora over here? He says, Isha HaKushis. Rashi says, Kushis, it talks about, it means she was beautiful, but Pashtas Kushis is a Lashon of Gennai, not a Lashon of beauty or anything of that sort. Kushis generally is a Lashon of Gennai. This is that Miriam was telling Moshe, one second. She went over to Moshe and told him, I don't understand. I understand why you got married to Tzipora when you initially got married to her. When did he get married to her? He was on the land. He was running away from Paro. So, okay, the Ben Abachi has a question. He wants to know, why did Yisrael take the Shidduch? Yes. Moshe Rabbeinu was running away from Paro. He had nothing. He was on the land. He was a fugitive. Why did he want to be, Yisrael was the Kohen Midian. Who's this Moshe? So the Ben Abachi says, not my pshat, he says that Yisrael had seven daughters. When you have seven daughters, take what you can get. Not my pshat. But what's the Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipora, he didn't have a choice. He was running away. What were the choices? I mean, Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu could marry in Klal Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu himself represented the 600,000 in Klal Yisrael. He represented the entire Klal Yisrael, so he couldn't marry within himself. It sort of didn't work. That's more over there, Jewish, but Pashit, he married to Bayit Aliyah. So Miriam's hiding this, but now you're on such a high madrega, get rid of her. Not why are you being Pirish, the way Rashi's saying it, but now get rid of her. Divorce her. Go get a shidduch that's appropriate for you. Go get someone of you know, from a Klal Yisrael, someone chashiv. And the pasuk is Neman says, "V'chol beisi Neman hu." Moshe Rabbeinu is loyal. Moshe Rabbeinu is loyal. Let's understand it a little bit better. It says in Shemoyis, Kapitel Beis pasuk Yudalad. It says, "Ochin leid hadavar." There's a Maisa with Dosan and Avirim. They're having a fight. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, Lama Sakes Vayecha. And Dosan says, who are you? You're going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? Question. The Pasuk tells us, Mufurish, that before Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, he looked koi v'choi, he looked this way and that way, to make sure no one was looking, and he killed the Mitzri. Rashi says koi v'choi means that he looked to make sure that there would never be any generations, any future gerim come out of this mitzvah, and that's why he killed him. Rashi says. But Poshup Shaka. Moshe Rabbeinu went, he looked, he wanted to go kill somebody, a mitzvah, make look this way, look that way, make sure no one's around, and then he killed him. Now, how did this fellow Dasan know? Dasan's coming out and saying, you're going to kill me like you killed the mitzvah. How did he know? So what happened? What happened before? Why did he kill the Mitzri? So Rashi tells us that Shlomis Baz Divri, her husband was sent out by Mitzri to go work because the Mitzri wanted to be Mizana with her. When the husband of Shlomis Baz Divri got wind of this, he came back and the Mitzri realized that he got wind of it, the Mitzri was beating him. Who is the husband of Shlomis Baz Divri? Medrash says it's none other than Dosa. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu looked this way and that way to make sure no one else was looking when he killed the Mitzri. But the Mitzri was beating someone up. Who was the Mitzri beating up? He's beating up Dasan. Can you imagine a kafui toiva? You saved his life. Dasan is getting beaten by a Mitzri. He's going to kill him. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and kills the Mitzri to save Dasan. And then Dasan says, and then there's a fight between Dasan and Avir, and Dasan tells Moshe, you're going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri. Unbelievable. Kafri Kair. Ochin made that dover. Moshe Rabbeinu says after that, now I know. The Chofetz Chaim says Ochin made that dover means because that Dasan went to tell Lashon Hara, to tell Pari on him. But maybe you could say Ochin made that dover is that now we can understand. There's no Akaris HaTayv. Someone could have such a Kofi Tayv. He doesn't have the meat of Akaris HaTayv. That's the reason why that the Klai Yisrael is not Zeichat Teretari. I found a Medrash HaGadol that says that until Klai Yisrael have the meat of Akaris HaTayv, they're not Zeichat Teretari. The meat of Akaris HaTayv is such an intrinsic thing in Klai Yisrael. The meat of Akaris HaTayv says, what is the Yisrael of meat of Akaris HaTayv? It means is that someone doesn't want to say thank you. Why? Because I'm independent. I don't need you. I don't need God. I can take care of everything. By saying thank you to another person, and certainly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is an acknowledgement that I'm not independent. I need someone else. I need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world. I don't run the world. I can't make all the decisions for myself. What's going to happen? How it's going to be? So, Achin Ei Dat Dover, as Moshe says, is now I know why Klai Yisrael is not getting the Teva. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Teva. He was in a little teva that they put him on. They were scared of Moshe Rabbeinu getting killed. There was a decree all the babies get killed, and he was on a teva in the water. Later on, Moshe never wanted to hit the water. Now let's think about it. The water, first of all, is an inanimate object, number one. Number two, even more so, did the water go out of its way to do anything for Moshe? There's a boat, there's a little teva that was put onto the water. You take a boat and you put it onto the water, it's going to float. The water is not doing anything for you. This is what it does. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Karas HaTayv. The meat of a Karas HaTayv was so strong within Moshe that even the slightest thing a person could do or an inanimate object can do is, I'm not independent. I'm dependent on other things in this world. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't hit the water later. And it says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu with Dasan Aviram over here, that Miriam, when it says that Miriam told, she had a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu that wanted to get rid of Tzipora. Moshe Rabbeinu was Akar's Makir Toif. Tzipora took Moshe Rabbeinu when he was running. She took him when he couldn't maybe get anyone else. You know, they say that when someone says, when you become big, don't forget the little guys. Moshe Rabbeinu was little back then. Now he's big. But of course, I tell you, I can't get rid of Tzipora. Whatever you're going to say about her is not relevant. Whether she was on the Madrega, maybe she was, but even if she wasn't, Hakaras HaTov, you have to be Makir HaTov. And then Pasuk is made, Torah is made, B'chol Beisi Nemanu. What does that mean? Torah tells us right before this whole Maaseh, B'chol Beisi Nemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Hakaras HaTov. He's Makir HaTov to the people around him. He's Makir HaTov to Tzipora, his wife. He's certainly not going to get rid of Tzipora, his wife. He's Makir HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why he's B'chol Beisi Nemanu, and that's why he was a Tainan right when she said that. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.